Today on Gambling with Good Juju, we recap Jesse Howells, talk vacations, Kurt explains his MLB betting tactics, and Juice laments the end of the Celtics season.
We can't lose. No, we can't lose.
Enjoy it while it lasts. Gambling gods, fickle bunch.
Oh yeah,
so easily affected.
We have a shooter and a good one coming out for a new point. Get your bets down, ladies and gentlemen. He's a rolling point is nine, place nine, nine a winner. Got a hot hand, place your bets, ladies and gentlemen.
They bet on absolutely anything. Don't make them prove it.
Hear ye, hear ye. I have been on quite the heater this month.
You're tuned in to Gambling with Good Juju.
Welcome in, everybody, to Gambling with Good Juju. I'm your host, Peter. With me today, as always, are Kurt and RJ. How you guys doing?
Hit the button.
Wrong button.
No, that was a great button. Your mic's not on.
It is now.
There you go. All right, we're good on the buttons. I'm going to take the buttons away from Kurt. He wants to hit the applause after he got it wrong the first time. If you get it wrong the first time, you do not get a second shot.
We need to label the buttons with, like, stickers. So, I'm a kid, so I know which one I'm pushing. I pressed the wrong one. Son of a...
All right, stop pushing.
Does it play the whole song? It does.
You're kicked off these buttons.
All right, we'll cut all that out.
Yeah,
keep it.
We're gonna. Great. Why do we always argue over whether to keep or not the dumb stuff we do? All right, so here we go.
Welcome in, everybody.
Big thank you to Jesse Howells for the time he spent with us last week. I thought the interview was fantastic. We're really excited for him to head out to Vegas and participate in the World Series of Poker. And if anyone wants to know anything about the kind of guys we are, you better believe that we're going to be cheering Jesse on as if he were our own child in this event.
Did we send him any merch?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, we sent him merch.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out the merch store. Shout out the sponsorships. Of ourselves.
I thought he was great. I really enjoyed the part about going to the World Series of Poker, what it looks like, what his schedule's like, what he gets into when he's out there, kind of the vibe that he feels. I really enjoyed sort of the insider perspective on that. Thought it was a really great interview overall.
Interesting conversation. Yeah. Go ahead.
Well, I was just about to say, how about getting backed for $30,000?
Right. Jeez. Like, this guy obviously, you know, has it going on. All right. So I did ask you guys if you guys wanted to play poker when we got to Vegas, right? And I'm kind of interested now. Like, I never thought I was going to play poker again for the rest of my life, but...
You say that till you sit there for 15 minutes and do nothing.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, that's fine.
I feel like I will tell you right now I'm going to play poker, and then when push comes to shove, when I'm in Vegas and there's all the action, I'm not going to sit casually at a poker table. I'll do a tournament or something, like a sit-and-go tournament, like he was talking about. Like, if it's a small tournament where you know, okay, if I win this thing, it might take me 4 hours or whatever, but... I'm getting a nice payday.
Exactly.
And if I don't win, then I'm out of here pretty quick.
So I was looking at the actual tournaments, but today's the first day. I think today's the day it started, the World Series of Poker. So it's like everybody's like probably got like hella tournaments and jacking them up. But like if we can get in a poker tournament for like $100.
There'll be less than that. $60.
Really?
Yeah.
So I would drop $100 on a... I don't want to play in a $60 one. I want to play in a $100 one.
Step this guy up. But it's going to go quick, right? They got to make a move quick. So I'm saying like I think I would do that.
Look, if my general tone for a sports wager in Vegas is going to be like $250, why wouldn't I put $100 on?
Oh, right. Fair enough.
And then sit under the game and watch it while you don't play poker.
Fold. Fold. Right.
Buck.
Now, you guys don't understand. I got 2.5 times as much as this on the first inning up here.
Right. No run first inning. Like, screw these aces.
I'll fold if you all be quiet while I listen to this pitch.
So yeah, to your point, like, I'm not going to play cash games and, like, sit there for 8 hours. Like, that's not happening. I'm reserving all that gambling time for craps and baccarat, maybe. But I'm kind of interested in, like, I've been watching poker again, and, like, I did this Stu Unger story again on the, it's free on YouTube these
days.
That's
awesome.
Yeah.
He's fantastic.
Have you ever watched the movie?
Oh, my God. He went broke, like, four times and won a bunch of tournaments every time he went broke.
Which person is this?
Stu Unger. He's like considered one of the greatest of all time.
Yeah. Also reintroduced Gin Rummy to the family game night two nights ago.
That's a great game.
Yeah,
Gin Rummy is a good one. We've been introducing the kiddos to some new card games and stuff.
Awesome.
And
he's like the greatest Gin Rummy player of all time, right?
Right. He beat Mr. Miyagi in the movie. And Mr. Miyagi also owned a casino. So it's a little more detailed than that.
Wow. So he's really good.
Yeah. Mr. Miyagi, maybe or maybe not surprisingly, in multiple casino movies.
That's awesome.
I should make a thread. Top five Mr. Miyagi in a casino movie.
As in the Mr. Miyagi?
Yeah.
Karate Kid's Mr. Miyagi.
Yeah, Karate Kid's Mr. Miyagi.
Yep.
And Stu Unger are in a movie together?
No, Stu's not in the movie. It's a movie about him.
Oh.
All right, so I got to send you the link. It's
and
on
Mr.
YouTube
Miyagi plays a casino guy.
He plays a casino owner, and Stu, like, okay. tries to beat him at Gin Rummy. I don't know. No spoilers.
Yeah, wait. Hold on, bud.
it's a 25-year-old movie that's free on YouTube.
We only juju the swear words, and we kind of don't do that very well. So I don't want to have to juju a bunch of spoilers.
Right. So thank you, Jesse. Anyway, let me wrap that up. Thank you, Jesse, and good luck.
Yeah. So we're gonna pay close attention to the World Series of Poker this year. If you guys are following along on our Instagram or on our Twitter, it's at GoodJujuBets. You will see the number one fan section for Jesse Hells at the World Series of Poker. We'll try to keep people updated as best we can. And as we go along, if there are others who are interested in the poker realm, reach out. And we'll love to continue the conversation with the rest of the community.
Yeah, we could spread some more good juju around. Like, if anybody needs some good juju, like, just hit us up on Twitter and we'll drop the little gif for you.
Yeah.
Good juju for you.
So that's kind of interesting. Now that we're heading into summer, a couple weeks ago, the three of us had sat down and talked about what we were doing from a gambling perspective. But I felt this might be a good time to update folks kind of on our upcoming schedule, because we all have things going on in life as we hit the summer months. I know I'm going to be out for a week. So just for the listening audience, I don't remember which day, of course, in the early June 20s, that episode, we're going to take a week off. But you said, RJ, you have a family vacation coming up that you want to talk about as well.
Yes, absolutely. So I do have a niece getting married in Dixon, Tennessee, which is around Nashville. So kind of a drive, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, we're talking about breaking up the trip, of course. And we threw out the, you know, regular rotations like St. Louis, Indianapolis. But then she said Louisville, Kentucky.
Ooh.
And I'm like, well, I've never been there. I know they got a bat factory. Like, that might be neat, right?
Louisville Slugger.
So we kind of settled on it, and we're going to take the family to Churchill Downs for a race.
Awesome.
Yes, you're going to follow up on the Arlington racetrack conversation.
So Thursday night, they have like a Twilight race card. It's like five races. It's $12 to get in. Kids are free. They've got a band and food trucks and $2 beers. It's like,
that sounds like a great time.
Like, I might just make the trip for this.
So is this going to be your favorite part of this trip?
I mean, I don't want to say that in case my niece is listening. My niece has no idea about this podcast. But I am pretty excited about it. I think it's going to be fun. So, yeah, just maybe, like, you know, I guess all I ask is before we go, you kind of try to hype up Hazel and Max and, like, you know.
I will tell them. Give them some all details. About it. When do you go?
2 weeks.
2 weeks. Okay. We got a little bit of time. We'll get you hyped. Are you going the same week I'm going?
No. Maybe the more like before. 1 week.
But you're not gone on a Tuesday?
No.
Good. You were much better about planning than I was.
Yeah, well, you know, I told the niece, like, you better get married on the weekend because I got obligations.
Don't get married on a Tuesday.
She was targeting that Tuesday,
right,
wasn't she?
Yeah, right. You know, it's way cheaper on a Tuesday, right?
Kurt, do you have any summer plans coming up?
Oh, my goodness. No. I'm not doing anything.
August
is our big plan.
Well, then
we're filling up his social calendar. We got the Midsummer Gala.
Yeah. So we have two big events coming up this summer that we're trying to get hyped. One's going to be our company launch party, I think we're calling it, at the end of July. And we're going to go ahead and invite all the locals who've been so supportive of us throughout the course of the development of this podcast, show family and friends a little bit of love, go out, have a good time, and all get together and celebrate all the good juju we're putting out there.
And of course, we're going to gamble. Don't worry about
that.
Gamble.
We're going to go to the boat.
Should we set it over under for how many people are going to go?
Do you think our first sponsor will be the Paradise Casino?
I'm working it hard on Instagram. Like, I mean, every single post they have has two likes, and it's me and one of my burner accounts, and I comment with both.
Well, if they're anything like the Peoria Rivermen, they don't actually have anyone monitoring those accounts.
They have absolutely no idea what's going on. But speaking of casinos and our social media accounts, shout out Downtown Grand for putting my story on their account today. That was cool.
Yeah, the Vegas downtown casinos have been very interactive with us. The Plaza has been very interactive as well.
Yeah, home away from home. I'm sensing.
Yeah. If you interact with intelligently run accounts on these social sites, whether it be an individual or a company, and you're cool about it, you'll get responses. You'll get to interact with them. It's kind of neat if you use it in a way that's not inappropriate.
Yeah.
And now, is that because they don't really have anybody else to interact with?
Maybe. Like, right? Who?
I don't know. I don't know. But the Plaza, they were on us. Every time we post anything, they're like, hey, thanks. Yeah, we're excited to have you. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
blah,
shout
blah.
Out. You make it sound like it wasn't prearranged and like the CEO's asking for us to come out and all that. But
we haven't told anybody the CEO's flying us out.
Oh, yeah, right. No, not yet.
Okay.
Right. We got a sponsorship deal in the works. We'll talk about that later.
He's going to send you a gas card so you can drive.
How many people are going on this trip right now? Six?
Yeah.
Officially? Is Big J's plays coming, Kurt?
That'd be neat. I don't think so. I think he's out. Right.
So six is in the official count.
Okay.
Okay.
Plus
five of us are flying.
Plus those who meet. And
one of us is driving 40 hours.
Well, he's got a lot of poker games to get to.
Yeah.
Are you going to stop at any casinos on the way?
I have a plan.
Okay. We might need like a dash cam. And I mean, just have you like ramble to your dash.
Well, you know I'm signing up for every single book along the way.
Of course. Can't tell the listening audience that you have a plan and not share with them what this plan is. What are you doing?
Well, go ahead.
Well, that's it. I'm signing up for it. I'm going to hit all the deposit bonuses along the way.
Do you know how many stops you're going to make? How many nights are you staying on the way out?
One.
So one night, do you know where that stop's going to take place?
Denver,
Colorado. Are you staying at a casino like up in Blackhawk? Are you going to stay in the city? What are you going to do?
I'm staying with Pat.
Oh, that's a good call. That makes sense. Okay, our good buddy Pat McGarvey is going to be coming with us. Ooh, I'm not supposed to use last names according to RJ. So.
No governments, yeah. He doesn't listen, so who cares?
Well, he's a government agent, though.
Choo-choo! There was no swear word. I just want to say choo-choo. Okay, we're getting off topic.
Yeah.
So, point being here, you're going out to Vegas a little early. You're going to stop in Denver along the way. Mm-hmm. Are you hitting casinos during the day along your way, or are you just going to Denver, hitting Denver, and then going?
Doing the sportsbook
sign-ups. I'll make my stops to do my sportsbook sign-ups, do all the cash bonuses, and then hit them all on the way back.
When you go to Tennessee, are you going to do anything, RJ?
Do they have gambling there?
They have total gambling there. There's a few books we don't have here in Illinois. There's some options.
That's tempting.
And I'm doing straight books that we don't have.
Yeah, of course, right?
Right.
I don't know. When I went to Michigan, like, it took days, and I'm just so paranoid. Like, I'm going to have my $1,000 free bet and have to drive back to Tennessee to use it.
Road trip.
Road trip.
Yeah. And Pat's going to kill me because I'm going to get to Denver and I'm going to be on the Bet365 app the entire time I'm there.
What's your Wi-Fi password? Okay, now leave me alone.
I think he'll be prepared for that, Kurt.
Right? He might be.
Well, he also has a tremendous social butterfly. Like, I'm right. I thought we were going to talk about the last 20 years.
We got some catching up to do.
That's my job.
Right.
I would take Kurt with me to Denver, and then I would sit there and talk to Kurt about Kurt's life in front of Pat so that Pat would get it, because they wouldn't do it with the two of them, and I would force it. Now you know a little more about us, everyone. All right,
real quick, since we're talking about Denver, I wasn't sure if I was going to bring this up or not, but I mentioned it to you. I'm watching with the kids. God, this, all of a sudden, this podcast is about my family. So we're watching the King of Collectors on Netflix. Have you been watching that?
Of course not.
Okay, so it's Ken Golden. He runs the auctions. You kind of knew that name when I said it. So it's a little documentary style, whatever, like Pawn Stars. But he, like, you know, goes around the world and gets Pokemon cards and baseball jerseys and stuff and auctions them off. And Peyton Manning's one of the producers, of course, because that's what he does now, is he produces shows. And he goes out to Denver to get something from Peyton Manning, and they go to Bill's.
Oh, they go to Bill's?
They go to Bill's. It's so awesome.
Audience, you guys got to go to Bill's Collectibles ever in Denver. Yeah. It is not only a sports collectibles store, it is a literal museum to to the world of sports. It's very cool. Highly recommend if you like trading cards, if you like memorabilia, if you like weird collectibles. In the world of sports, go to Bill's Collectibles in Denver.
They have everything that you could want for a collectible, like whether it's like a 25-cent junk pack to some autograph thing.
So was Bill's featured on the episode?
They was walking around the store like looking at stuff.
And they're showing it off.
Yeah, like Peyton Manning's in there and Ken Golden, and they're just like looking at Peyton Manning stuff.
Yeah. Bill's Collectibles, when I lived in Denver for 4 years, it was a place I would take guests who would come visit in Denver if they wanted to just see something cool and they were a sports fan.
Yeah. Sammy Sosa starting lineup came from Bill's.
No big deal. You got me a Barry Bonds starting lineup. Mini starting lineup.
Yep. And it was probably cost me $4.
That's the best $4 gift I've ever got.
Bill's, right. Bill's Collectibles, we better get a retweet out of this. Thank you.
If you're on Twitter.
Shout out our sponsor, Bill's Collectibles.
All right. So as we go through the summer, we're going to be off 1 week in June. But outside of that, we should be around. We're going to have lots of great content. We're going to start exploring more of the video side of things as well. So if you've been a fan, if you're following along, if you want to interact with us, don't hesitate to reach out. We're excited to have a really fun summer. All right. So what we want to do today is talk through a little bit more follow-up from our conversation 2 weeks ago on what we're doing for the summer, how we're approaching it, and what we're thinking about as we move forward. We want to focus in specifically on Major League Baseball. It is the biggest market. No matter how much I want to talk about golf or soccer or random things just to have more diversity in my action, I'm still finding that the vast majority of my action outside of the playoffs and NHL and NBA is coming from MLB. I'm doing okay. I'm treading water. It is what it is. I'm not upset about anything. I think I'm down $22 in baseball this month.
That's impressive.
Yeah, so I'm doing all right. Yeah. Well, since we had that last conversation, and the very last Twitter account that we shouted out was our very own Jolly St. Vic, you've been on quite the heater, haven't you, buddy?
Heater.
Hear ye, hear ye. I wish I had some jingle bells.
Right. Oh, baby.
Oh. Add it to the budget.
Right. Add it to the budget, for sure.
So how's your May been?
Unbelievable. I have been on quite the heater this month.
Specifically MLB.
All MLB.
Yeah.
To date, I am up 34 units in baseball.
That's fantastic. That's unbelievable.
Just in this month?
40 and a half units in the month of May in baseball.
40 and a half 40 and a units. Half. That's quite Jesus. The monthly performance.
40.52 units. Unbelievable.
So, yeah, I've been following you kind of a little bit more closely because I stink at betting on baseball, tailing random people on the internet. And it's like every day, it's like you just bang out a couple units, right?
I do. It doesn't always work that way.
Of course, right?
Right.
Of course.
It's great to just say, hey, oh yeah, I just make a couple units every day and it's that easy and anybody can do it.
Right.
So stop there then. What has your process looked like so far?
So my process has pretty much remained the same. Even going back to last year, it's always been the same. So whatever opens up first before I go to bed, I'll take a quick peek. And if I see anything that I see is, I think, is kind of off from the norm, like I have a pretty good idea. You do these, you play enough of these props, you kind of know where everybody's at, right?
So we're talking about props specifically now.
Props, even props, over-unders, team total over-unders. You get a gist. You play enough of these, you get a gist where everyone's kind of...
You get a sense where it should be.
Where it should be, where everybody should be priced at, right? Yeah. So if I see anything that's kind of out of line, I'll check it on another book, and then I'll check it on another book, and if I see something that seems kind of off, I'll do a little bit more research on it, and I'll bet it if I really like it. Other than that, if I don't see anything I like at night, I wake up about an hour before I gotta be to work and I just hit it hard. So right, I do all my research from everything from player projections to team total projections to over under projections, and I research the hell out of it.
So you get all that data
right
like in front of you, and
yep, I got comparative lines all ready to go.
So let's stop there.
Yeah.
What markets do you start with? Or what markets, where's the action, Kurt?
So the very first thing I start at is over-unders, right? So I go through totals.
Yeah.
I go through team totals.
Okay.
Because they're all kind of correlated together, right?
Yeah, they're interconnected.
Yeah. Right. So I look at team totals, and then you look at money lines, and then you look at run lines.
Okay.
And then I move into the player props.
Okay, so you do all that first.
And within the player props, what are the markets you're focusing in on? Or what is your, what's the most popular one?
Three markets.
Okay.
Yeah, four markets. My apologies. Four markets. So the first one I look at is strikeouts.
Okay.
Strikeout props are first. Pitcher outs
are
second. Batter hits, runs, RBIs are third.
I saw that one a lot lately on your thing.
I've been killing those.
Yeah?
Killing those. And then the last one is pitcher walks.
Wow.
So three pitcher categories, and the only hitter category you're really targeting is hits, runs, and RBIs combined.
Yeah, unless we've got, you know, promos like we do today.
Sure, of course, yeah.
Right, with a Caesar gives you a boost, or MLB gives you, or DK gives you a 50% boost.
Right, okay.
Then I'll stretch that out to a home run.
Yeah.
Right, so, because we're all limited to $10 on DK for the MLB boost.
Shoot, some of mine are $5.
Really? They started giving me $5 ones the other day, too. Yeah. I was kind of upset about that. So
I'll say this real quick. I've been Harley betting lately, and DK has bumped me from 10 to 25.
That's nice. That's nice.
Thank you, algorithm.
That is great.
Shout out DraftKings, one of our sponsors.
One of our future sponsors? Probably not.
Yeah. Probably not.
Okay, so if I'm understanding correctly, you're, one, using yourself as like a little bit of a barometer, right? Just calculating what you think the market should be based on your expectation, just like off the cuff, right?
Sure.
That's like a gut, right?
Right.
A little bit of a gut check.
I know Lucas Giolito, the starting pitcher for the White Sox, his K props all year will either be 5.5 or 6.5.
Yeah.
If they're 5.5, I don't touch them. If I ever see a 6.5 on Lucas Giolito, I'm playing the under.
Okay.
It was 6.5 today. I played the under.
Yeah.
Right? There's just things you know.
Yeah.
Right? Like Spencer Strider, I'm not touching 7.5.
What if Lucas Giolito strikeout prop is 6.5 and he's facing the highest strikeout team in the league?
I'll still play the under.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So there's no factors other than what I feel the pitcher is going to do?
Sure. I mean, so strikeouts, when you look at a team that strikes out a lot, right, that's always, there's so many variables that come into play.
Sure.
He could be facing a team on a Sunday, and if that's the case, I just won't touch the line, right? I'll just leave it at 6.5, especially if it's juiced.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And then other things like lefty-righty matchups always play into team strikeout rates.
Like their team splits.
So, yeah, so like, for example, the Cubs kill left-handed pitchers.
Yeah.
Right. That's
if
just
you say so, I don't know.
No, they absolutely do. They've been great against. I target the Cubs against lefties all the time.
This is fascinating. Okay, so the next bit then, after that.
You want to know what I do for my research,
so then
right?
You like aggregate some free data out there? Is that what you're using?
Oh, yeah, tons of free data. So yeah. I have 25 tabs open up on my Google.
Yeah.
Right.
Let's get some shout outs in here.
Yeah. Throw a couple out there, like NumberFire.
What are your favorite stat comparison tools or whatever you're using?
So I've got a bunch of them. So in no order, I use Rasball.
I use
FanGraphs.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Man. This is like giving me flashbacks, PTSD from TFS.
This is totally daily fantasy, all these names.
Yeah. Ballpark Pal. So Ballpark Pal is a big one.
Shout out Ballpark Pal.
Ballpark Pal. Covers. Covers has a great weather, so I check. That's another first thing I do every day is I check the projected weather, the wind, whether it's blowing in or out, and how strong it is. Obviously, Derek Cardy, using his projections,
and that's one you pay for, correct?
That's one I pay for.
Are the other ones free?
Other ones are free.
Okay, keep going.
A couple other ones I use. Swish Analytics has great pitcher versus batter matchup. So love going to those to pick out, you know, previous history.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of guys face the same guys over and over again, and ownage is ownage.
It's a real thing in baseball.
It is definitely a real thing in baseball.
Pitchers that just the ball out of their hand, no matter how good they are.
Absolutely.
All right.
So, and you can get a gist too about how well a pitcher faces a certain lineup too by checking on that as well.
So let's take a break here, real quick.
Sure.
So, to recap where we're at and sort of organize this conversation a little bit better, you're betting primarily into, are you betting sides or totals? Are you betting both sides and totals?
Mm-hmm.
So sides and totals, those are the major established MLB markets that we all know and play. Within the prop player markets, you're targeting strikeouts, you're targeting outs, and you're targeting walks from a pitcher perspective. And from a hitter perspective, you're really honing in on that hits plus runs plus RBIs.
Correct.
You start it the night before, mm-hmm. and see what's available and see what you like. And then when you wake up the next morning, you hit it really hard before you go to work. And you're pulling up all these data sources before work. You're taking a look at what you're seeing. You know what number, you know what kind of tables you're going to look at, so you can access it pretty quickly at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Compare across, and then you build your initial card off of that, correct?
Correct.
And then throughout the day then, when you're at work and you have moments of time, you're checking back in with those analytics sites, you're checking back in with the sportsbook lines. What are you kind of doing throughout the day then?
So when I'm at work, I have to check back, right? Because when I get up in the morning, there's West Coast games that start 9 o'clock at night. Well, don't know the lineups.
Right.
Right. And even in the games that start at 6 o'clock.
Right.
Right. Like if the Cubs play a night game, Cardinals play a night game at 6 o'clock, and there's no day games, I don't have lineups until about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Also, don't know some of the starting pitchers as well. So like West Coast games, there could be a spot starter.
Yeah.
So I constantly have to look at my phone to see, okay, did this team announce who's going to start?
And
And when are those props coming out?
Oh, so you have to look for the starters because there's no market yet?
Right, correct.
Okay. And who are you using for your lineup releases? Who's giving it to you so that you get it right away? You're getting that information, then you're trying to react to it quickly.
Correct.
Do you have a best source of that for the audience?
Yeah, so I have a great alert app on my phone. It's actually a sports app that has scores, but it also puts out lineups immediately.
What is it?
As a release. It's called Sports Alerts. That's just the name of the app.
Mm.
But I can go to any game I want, and they'll have the lineups posted.
Do you have it set up for notifications on those? Like when the Blue Jays lineup drops, you don't get a ping that says Blue Jays lineup drops?
No, I don't get a ping.
Okay.
I just basically have set times where I just know to check.
Yeah, right.
It's pretty consistent
right.
in baseball.
It's always consistent. They're not like the NBA where they're doing it 30 minutes, 10 minutes before tip.
Right.
But this isn't necessarily a straight race for you where you're trying to see the lineup so that you can react quicker than the market or anything like that?
No. So okay. like for example, I made a blunder tonight. I played Will Smith to hit a home run with my DK boost, 50% boost, and he's not in the lineup tonight.
Oh.
Yikes. Which stinks because you don't get that boost back.
I don't get that boost back, but that was a 20% EV play.
Yeah.
After the boost.
Well, maybe he'll pinch it and get one.
18%, but it won't count because he's got to start, right?
Oh, seriously?
Yeah. You've got to start on DK.
Oh, what a bunch of bullcrap.
It's so weird how on all the books is different. We got that cash on Jason Tatum or Bam Adebayo.
Yeah.
On the FanDuel boost.
For the
free throw. If that had been on another book, it wouldn't have counted because it was a free throw.
Because it was a free throw, yeah.
So
weird.
That's just the break sometimes. Sometimes you lose and sometimes you win them. Right?
Like a true gambler.
So one of the reasons I wanted to bring this up is I've started utilizing you legitimately.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea.
We have all these promos on all these different books that require you to build same game parlays in order to get bonus bets. I have become more and more frustrated by the large established promo accounts releasing those plays because they're never the same. Even if the person has 10,000 followers, they're moving those lines on those SGPs. It's so easy for the books to just tweak a little thing to make it move.
Right.
So I've had to get a little more creative. And one of the avenues that I've looked to is Kurt's 20-plus bet card that he releases every day.
Yeah.
He oftentimes does juice reducers on there and things that get you to some lines that are a little bit longer for creating same-game parlays with. And, buddy, this is definitely the most excited I've been to tell you.
That's right. We hit one, didn't we?
We did hit one. We hit two. I played your Bryce Miller under K's as a standalone.
Oh, did you?
So I got Bryce Miller K's and I got the SGP.
Good.
And as a result of those were the last two plays I made that day, I ended up 79 cents. So
boom, boom, boom.
Right. You saved me. You saved my day.
Fantastic.
So thank you very much. And I really think that tailing you and your whole card, none of us recommend that, including you.
Correct.
It is entertaining to follow along with you. But it's a resource of what we can pretty well validate here is genuinely researched plays. Now, you're in your second consecutive year now of winning.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result of that, it's time for us to take him seriously, RJ.
I agree. That's why I wanted to talk about this.
Yeah. The first year we laughed at you.
Correct.
Yeah. I mean, I'd see, you know, you'd come over here and be all down in the dumps because you were down 25 units in a day or whatever. I'm like, that. This is really what you need to be looking at, pal.
And finish the year up 70 units.
Right.
So, I mean, one thing I will say, so to reiterate, I don't recommend playing my card. First off, I don't release the card until later in the day, right? And that's because I'm always updating it, and I play so many plays that I don't have time to go, okay, I'm gonna play this, and I'm gonna release it to on Twitter, and then, you know, and do it one by one by one by one.
Well, let's clarify for the audience. You're not trying to be a tout.
I am not a tout
of any kind.
Nope.
You are in an entertainment account.
Sure.
As part of everything we're doing, and you started out that way on Twitter yourself, and it's a resource. It's not, go check his lines. If the lines have moved substantially, do not play them.
No.
But it's a great resource for tapping into, okay, I need a few legs for something here. I've got one or two. I need another. Kurt's card is going to have something from that game on it that he's put some thought into. So give it a look. Give it a consideration. We're going to continue to follow along. I'm kind of figuring out how I'm utilizing you right now, but I think I'm starting to get there. I feel like, RJ, you probably don't know yet what you're going
to
do.
Well, I'm just going to go over to Kurt's house at midnight.
He played, an Altuve home run. That hit for him.
Yeah, I did. And I played a Will Smith one that apparently he wasn't in the lineup.
You played that one?
Well, you didn't lose.
You didn't lose.
Oh, I get my money back?
Yeah.
Oh, tight.
He doesn't play. You get your money back. Tight, tight, tight.
That's a void.
Yeah. All right. Well, for the audience, you guys should give him a follow.
Yeah.
At Jolly St. Vic. That's JOLLYSTVIK. Give him a follow and have fun with him as we go through this baseball season.
You'll have to put up with rude and crude tweets about, you know, the crappy Phillies and
crappy Phillies.
The Phillies stink, and Schwarber's the worst baseball player I've ever seen in my life. And
but I will give you credit on that as well. I feel your tone is moving a little bit away from angry and a little bit more towards funny, which is all I've been saying from the very start.
Nice work, Kurt, on that too.
Oh, thanks.
I mean, the 45 units is nice, but during Twitter account.
Yeah. I'm just saying, I feel less anger and I feel more humor, which is what I always love.
I love it. All right. Well, I'm going to start tailing you regularly.
Oh, are you?
I don't know. Maybe.
I don't think so.
I might.
Okay.
We'll see.
I don't know. You guys don't understand how much FOMO I have. Like, I started betting because I was having FOMO, and then I started losing, and that gave me more FOMO, and now
you were
winning.
Losing when you weren't betting, you said.
Just on college basketball.
Next. And baseball. And NBA. And
you just watch. NBA, you watch me either burn the whole house to the ground, or I build a castle. One of the two.
You understand you can't tail him sporadically.
Right.
Correct.
If you're going to tail him, my recommendation is to use him as a resource for your own gambling audience, not to tail him religiously. If you want to tail him religiously, you are hosed. I don't think it's a tailable card.
It's not a tailable
card. By the time
he
posts it, half those lines are
stale. That's why I got to get over there at midnight.
Oh, okay.
I'll leave the back door unlocked.
I'll set the alarm for 5 a.m. Then we're going to wake up and look at these lines again. Then I can sneak back home.
Deal.
My wife will be like, what are you doing out all night? It's like, oh, just hanging out with Kurt, trying to shop these lines, babe.
So we save this for last, but we have to talk about it. Because we have spent the entire podcast discussing RJ and I's favorite professional basketball team, the Boston Celtics.
Bum, 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 bum.
Wah, wah.
I don't understand how you can get all the way back from down 3-0, have game 7 in your arena, and you don't show up.
Yeah.
I don't understand that. Like, literally, at the end of the day, the Heat have played a 7-game series as well.
Yeah.
They are tired as well.
And older.
What happened?
Yeah. I mean, Tatum did roll his ankle on the very first play of the game. But
does that mean you roll over and quit?
Yeah. I mean, he was a decoy. But
so you're not surprised by the net just kind of fold that happened?
I mean, I was very surprised. I was trying my best to be cautiously optimistic. JB was pretty quiet, obviously. Derek White was looking like he would like to start permanently. And Time Lord had the flu game Time Lord, so I don't know. Stinks.
We can make all the excuses we want. They shouldn't have been in that situation.
Yep.
Never should have come to that. The Heat should not be in the finals.
They should have showed up for the first game.
And the second game.
And the second game. The
second game, they were up huge, and they gave it away. So at the end of the day, now we're sitting here talking salty.
Long offseason.
It is a long offseason. Who knows what they're going to do? They're not getting rid of Mazzulla, are they?
Who knows?
I think they need to. I think they need a veteran coach.
Nurse is off the table now. That's a name I would really like to have seen.
Yeah.
So
I just think that when it came down to, I mean, you had a Hall of Fame coach who's won multiple championships, who is one of the best coaches in NBA history. I mean, you got to put him in a top 10. I mean, he's that good.
Spo?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's unbelievable. I mean, he might be this generation's Popovich, right?
Wow.
He's taking Jimmy Butler and guys.
Max Strus, Caleb
Guys.
Like, yeah.
He is getting the most out of them.
Yep. So I listen to a decent amount of sports podcasts, sports radio, those sorts of things. And anytime an intelligent voice comes on in the NBA arena and talks about head coaches, Spo is like, right there with Popovich, the way you're talking.
Yeah.
As literally, he is a phenomenal coach, regardless of, you know, who's on his roster. They don't always make it all the way because the roster isn't always set up for it. But as far as a coaching perspective goes, he's who you'd want. Kudos to him. Kudos to the Heat.
Sure.
Now we're heading into an NBA Finals with the Denver Nuggets and the Miami Heat, and I have only one betting objective. I am going to try to predict the exact outcome.
Oh, neat.
Of the NBA.
Oh, that's fun. Yeah.
I think there's a promo for that.
Oh, is there really?
Yeah, on Barstool.
Of course.
No. So, no, there's not a promo for that. Only cricket.
Shut up, Barstool.
Shut up, Barstool.
I'm calling my shot. 5 games.
Okay. So, 4-1 Miami. Is that what we're talking about?
Denver wins in 5. That's my prediction. That's what I'll be betting. That's what I'm waiting for. I believe that the Nuggets are going to steamroll them at home. The Heat find a way to eke out one, partially because of the Heat and their grittiness, and partially because the Nuggets don't care that much about sweeping and might want to win at home.
Oh.
I'm going, it's the old Jordan analogy. Nah, they didn't want to sweep in the finals because Jordan wanted to win it at home.
Well, the gentleman sweep?
Gentleman sweep.
Gentleman sweep. I'm going 5 games. That's going to be my official bet for the finals. Are you guys looking at any action? Or what are you guys?
Absolutely not.
What do you think's going to happen?
I'll take the Nuggets in 6.
Oh, you think it's going to go 6?
Mm-hmm.
I would have gone 4 before I would have gone 6.
Really?
I think there's no way the Heat can, after that 7-game series, the rest that the Nuggets got, and the fact that the Nuggets are way better.
Altitude.
Just to throw this out there, audience, I have followed the Denver Nuggets for a long time. I kind of consider myself a partial Denver Nuggets expert here, right? So
in part because you lived out in Denver.
Because I lived in Denver.
Audience. He lived on my couch for a month and a half before he found his own place.
Sure did. Actually, I had the spare bedroom.
Oh, right. It was Jay downstairs.
Right.
No couch. Okay,
no couch.
Big Jay's place. Shout out to you again this episode. You're welcome. You got to stay at my house for free.
So okay. When I lived out in Denver, right, so went to a bunch of Nuggets games and followed the team extensively. And one thing I will say about the Nuggets and what to watch for in this series is that they have a propensity to be very lackadaisical on defense, very lethargic on defense, right? They just go through the motions. And what will happen is it'll look like they really don't give a shit about playing and winning the game. And what will happen is the other team will go on a run, and Denver could be up 20, they could be up 10. That team will take the lead.
Yeah.
And the next thing you know, it's the fourth quarter, and that other team's up 4, and Denver's like, I don't know what happened. It happens all the time with Mike Malone. It's been a staple of his coaching for going on 8 years now.
You're not that high on Mike Malone, correct?
No, I don't like Mike Malone at all. They blow so many games, so many opportunities. I don't know what their deal is. So with the Celtics would have won, I was thinking it's going to be a classic 7-game series. I think Miami can eke out 2 wins just based on the fact that Denver's going to have 2 games where they just don't show up, where they don't feel like playing, because that's their MO.
Well, all right. We also haven't talked about this angle. There's a lot of nightlife in Miami.
Absolutely.
I don't know what Djokic is into necessarily, but
you guys can bring up 1,000 different factors. I'm not going to get off of this. One team has been resting up at the end of an 82-game season plus playoffs for a week now.
Yeah.
One team just played a 7-game series and are racing into the NBA Finals straight off it.
And then they got to go to Denver and play in a
They are the substantially worst team from a talent perspective. They're going to the Mile High City. Oh. I would be shocked.
Okay.
If they pull one out. All right, in so Denver.
You got 4-1. Sounds like you're taking 4-2.
I've got 4-2, but I've got Denver winning the first two in Denver.
So it sounds like I got to choose either 4-0 or 4-3.
Oh, wow. Because you have Denver too.
No,
right?
What do you think happens? If you think it's 5 or 6, what do you think happens? We really want to know.
I don't care.
That's a great answer. That's probably I don't know either.
But you're not going to watch a game. You're not going to watch a game, are you?
I might in the garage while I'm doing something else. I'm so never.
He's mad.
Yeah,
for good reason.
I'll be watching our Vegas Knights before I'll be watching the Denver Nuggets.
One more side little angle here. Maybe Djokic is pissed off about this MVP thing.
It could be. And he just steamrolls. Right, like
guys.
I'm gonna go 40-20-12.
Like he doesn't have his 3 beers before the game starts and he just like goes after
Doesn't take that shot of vodka before he goes out there.
Right. He just gets after it. I don't know.
If I was both Djokic and Luka, I would be furious at the amount of attention that lesser players born in the U.S. get relative to them, and I might be out to prove a point.
That's what I'm saying. Like, this MVP thing might be the spark that just, like, he just flips the switch if he even needed one and just goes after these guys.
There is no one on the Heat that is even close to comparable to him.
Could you? Yeah, right. Come on, man. Caleb Martin. Like, Caleb Martin snubbed. First of all, Caleb Martin snubbed for the Eastern Conference Finals MVP somehow. They give it to Jimmy Butler. We're talking about this team.
Give us 4-0. Come on, say it.
4-0.
4-0. There it is. There it is.
So we've got 4-0, 5-1, and 4-0, 4-1. 4-1, and 4-2.
Yeah.
4-1.
4-0.
And we're all on the Heat.
Exactly. Hemi.
And then real quick, just to hit on the NHL, we're all pulling for the Knights.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, shout out the Knights.
Yeah, shout out the Knights.
I just randomly was in a funk and dropped a bunch of free bets on them to win it all. So I'm kind of hype right now.
Yeah. Me too.
I've got a big bet on them as well. I'm making.
You're coming around to the free bets bet on the champion, huh?
No, they're just.
Or
the
were
only
you
one.
Tilting?
I was tilting. I'm just like, I'm just going to use this on the Knights to win it all.
Good.
Yeah.
Excellent. And shout out to Vegas team and a Florida team.
Yeah. Wow.
Playing a winter sport on ice.
It combined 110 degrees.
And while we're giving out shout-outs, shout-out to the city of Miami rolling 2 8 seeds, two very not highly rated seeds from the same city playing in the finals at the same time. Congratulations, Miami.
The nightlife is going to be popping.
Not when they lose.
And with that, we're out. Everyone have a great rest of your nights. We'll talk soon.
See ya.